several financial services companies are creating new investment products for women. They realize that women have a lot of money at their disposal, and that traditionally banks have focused more on men. But most of these new services are aimed at a tiny fraction of women, those who are already wealthy. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Unless you have a habit of reading the New York Times Sunday wedding announcements, you may have missed the ads for Women & Company. Women & Company is a new female-friendly financial services division of Citigroup. The ads are made-up stories of fictional women and are meant to blend in with the real wedding stories. In one, there's a photo of a woman and her cat, Mr. Whiskers. The woman is 33 years old, with no guy on the horizon except Mr. Whiskers. And the ad reads, "A successful media executive, Ms. Kenny earns a healthy salary, but found that most of her major investments had been limited to designer wrap dresses, Italian shoes, and the latest denim must-haves."
It's a very insider's thing, you know, that you'd look at it and go, oh, I get it. I'm not that bad, but I see the point.
Mary Lou Quinlan is CEO of Just Ask a Woman, a marketing company. She was hired by Citigroup to research what women want from a financial services company. And she says it's not that they want different investment advice than men.
The difference is in the approach, that for many women, they have had bad experiences with brokers where they felt talked down to and not listened to. There's a sense of pushiness that when I go to see a broker, they're already rolling up their sleeves and, you know, how much money do you want to make and what are we going to do with your money? As opposed to stopping and asking her, let's talk about the role of money in your life and where are you in your life right now?
And she says women do have different needs than men. They outlive men by 7 years. They often take time off to raise a family. On average, they earn less than men, and about 70% of the elderly poor are women. But there are more well-off women now and more women business owners. And it's their money a growing list of financial companies is after. Wells Fargo, Charles Schwab, and Merrill Lynch all have programs geared to women. Other companies are about to follow. Lisa Caputo is the president of Citigroup's Women & Company. She says Women & Company is targeting women who either earn $100,000 a year or have $100,000 to invest.
By the year 2010, women will account for practically half of all the U.S. private wealth. So to not pay attention to this group's financial needs is really not satisfactory.
Caputo says the number of women who pull in at least $100,000 a year is a tremendously large segment of the population that is enormously underserved. But according to the U.S. Census, only 1.6% of American women have incomes that large. The median income for women is a little more than $29,000 a year. So far, it doesn't look like investment companies are clamoring for that segment of the population, although it, too, is underserved, says Manas Madavi, an economics professor at Smith College.
For lower-income women and lower-wealth women, it's really not cost-efficient for corporations to respond to this need. There are some workshops and seminars that are provided by commercial banks or financial services here and there, but not systematically.
She says financial services companies are seizing on a new trend. The number of affluent women is rising at a faster rate than the number of affluent men.
For example, 98 statistics shows that the number of affluent women rose by 86% for that year compared to 40% for men. So that means that this creates a niche for corporations to target women that need these financial services.
Which brings us back to the Mr. Whiskers ad for Women & Company in the wedding section of the New York Times. It irks Martha Burke, chair of the National Council of Women's Organizations, who says affluent women didn't get that way by chance.
It's more than a little condescending. If you've got enough money to buy a $200 pair of shoes, you've got enough money to know where your checkbook is. And you didn't get there by being a ditz. And the ad implies that you did. And I think there may be a few women that would be insulted by that, actually.
If Martha Burke's name sounds familiar, it's because she's been leading an effort to force the Augusta National Country Club to let women become members. Augusta is home to the prestigious Masters Golf Tournament. Its members are a virtual who's who of corporate America. Sanford Weil, CEO of Citigroup, is a member, something Martha Burke finds ironic.
There was quite a disconnect when I first learned that the Citigroup CEO, Sanford Weil, while marketing to women and soliciting their dollars through Women & Company, privately maintains a membership in a golf club that bars those very same women.
So she asked Weil to withdraw Citigroup's sponsorship of the Masters. Citigroup declined to do so, but said it would work privately to bring change to Augusta. Publicly, Citigroup points to its new Women in Company financial service as evidence that its CEO wants to empower women. It's too soon to know whether or not women will bite. Until then, tune in for the next installment in the Wedding Pages. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.